Ferndale will be starting construction on its first skate park this month, with expectations to open the park to the public this fall. I'm Emma Toscani, speaking with Melissa Burden, a mother of a young skater and an advocate for the skate park's construction. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you for asking. So what got you first involved in pushing for a space for skateboarding?
Yeah, we had heard that it was something that Ferndale has been considering for a long time. We moved out to Ferndale about 4 years ago, and my kiddo got his first skateboard about 2 years ago and really enjoys skating. And we've gone to Bellingham a couple times for him to hang out there. And then we also really enjoy the pump track. So those are spaces that we tend towards. It's a place that we like to bring him. And so the idea of that being here in Ferndale is a really exciting thing to be thinking about.
Just curious, how old is your son?
Elliot is 6.
What do you expect will be that timeline, or I guess what has the timeline been for getting this project off the ground?
I can't speak for, you know, the last couple of years and what's gone there, but as far as it being brought up as an opportunity for something to happen soon, we've been following for about the past year. You can sign up for updates as they have them. And then they had an opportunity to come talk with the chamber about it, just as a community member. And that was a couple months ago. And yeah, so I think that the idea is that ground will break soon here. And then maybe by fall, we could have a skate park to go to.
Mm-hmm. So are any others in the community as involved as you are? Megan Juneman from the city of Ferndale made it sound like you were pretty vocal.
Yeah. We didn't really expect to have so many people be at that meeting. We knew we wanted to go, and Megan had mentioned it, and so we went, and there was a really full room. It was pretty exciting to see so many people. You know, there were skaters who were, you know, like 40 and above. There were teenagers. There was a Ferndale high school teacher. There were parents. There was a lot of people that had, you know, differing reasons, but also, you know, really similar reasons. I think that everyone's really excited to have that space to share. And it was cool to see people want to be able to talk about it and feel engaged in their community.
Mm-hmm. Could you talk a little bit more about what that council meeting in December was like? Megan did make it sound like it was unprecedented for Ferndale City Council meetings to have that kind of turnout and that kind of passion from the speakers.
Yeah, absolutely. They had to actually bring in more chairs. And when we got there, they brought in more chairs for us. And we kind of sat tucked up at the front there because people were there to listen and, you know, hear what the city's plans were, but then also to be able to, you know, share why this is so important. And I think it was just not only exciting because of the goal of having a skate park, but like a really cool opportunity to see how many other people care about their community and want to find more spaces for diverse connection and community building and a place where people can feel like they belong. And so that alone, I think, really encouraged everybody to like feel connected and know why it's important to show up to meetings like that.
Absolutely. So what impact do you think having Metalwork Skate Park in Ferndale will be? Is skateboarding already a popular pastime with Ferndale youth?
I can't. We've only been here for a little bit, and I think that's kind of, this is a fun part of the story, is I'm not a skater. My kid likes skating, and his dad, my husband, enjoys skating, but it's something that I bring my kid to. And something that I mentioned in that meeting was that you don't have to be a skater for this to be a really amazing thing. I think it's really important to mention that, you know, a skate park isn't only going to serve people who skateboard or people who are on a skateboard, right? It can support the standers and the watchers who are there with our kids. I think it's a great opportunity for like a neighbor who just moved here to see that they live in a community that prioritizes, you know, spaces where connection can happen. And I think also it can really support kids who want to and need to know that they're important enough to have somewhere to go and be a kid and that their community cares about them in that way. So I think really just the idea of having somewhere where people can go and be together and kind of share in that passion and that engagement is really cool. You know, I want to see more environments of support from those who have no obligation to do so, right? So like if you're a parent or a caregiver or a friend, you know, you're there to cheer on who you're there with. But a lot of times it's someone you don't know. You know, you're skating or you're whatever it is, a pump track, a skate park. You have other people you don't know who are cheering you on. And that feeling of, you know, a stranger wanting to see you succeed, is really cool. You know, that like mutual understanding of, I don't know, the liberating feeling of engaging in something that requires vulnerability. So we're really excited to have something that kind of creates that environment of belonging.
So has the community had any say in what the skate park itself will look like, specifically like its difficulty level and design?
Based on that meeting, that wasn't a lot of what was talked about. I do know that Mayor Greg and Megan Juneman and so many of the people involved have really, really prioritized hearing from their community. You know, one of the council members, as they were speaking at that meeting, she talked about spending time going to different skate parks in Bellingham and talking to people who were there, asking them how, you know, their experience has been with the skate park, what was important to them. And I think that's so important for people to hear, is that people who are helping make this happen, they want to do it right. They want to hear from people who would use it. So it sounds like it's meant to be a collaborative effort and be something that really, you know, is what people want and, you know, what would make people feel supported and create a skate park that's a, you know, an awesome place to go hang out.
Is there anything else you wished I had asked you about or anything you'd like to add?
I think just kind of as I've mentioned before, just how important this feels, not only for skaters, but for everyone to have a place of feeling like you belong. That's so important to me as a parent. You know, my kid is just finding his footing in this community as he's, you know, he's a first grader, so he's just starting school. And I really want for him and for every other young person to feel really important and respected and valued by their peers and their neighbors. And, you know, I don't think that we can do that from our kitchen table. I think that doesn't happen in isolation. I think it happens in community, you know, a community that prioritizes spaces that foster that belonging and connection and engagement. And that's a, you know, that's kind of the basis of the Ferndale School District too. They have their You Belong campaign. Our Ferndale School District Superintendent, Dr. Dominguez, have created such a beautiful kind of framework on trying to strengthen this community and considering, you know, each individual that calls Ferndale their home and prioritizing, yeah, that feeling of belonging and acceptance and feeling like you're part of something bigger than just yourself. So I think that this is a beautiful way to prioritize that and make Ferndale a place that people want to be and want to hang out and want to feel connected to. Ferndale is such an awesome place, and we want people to know the awesome things that are happening and in the works, and yeah, just the value and people coming together and getting up for what they think is important. I think that's
absolutely
exciting.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks so much for giving me the opportunity. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. I hope you do too. Once again, that was Melissa Burden from Ferndale speaking about the skate park that the city of Ferndale will begin construction on this month, with expectations to open the park to the public this fall. I'm Emma Tiscani with KGMI News.